KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And we have cleared a partly cloudy skies, 41 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be mostly sunny today, a high of 69. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Wellcove, Home Health of Red Oak. Experience the spirit of Wellcove. Police in Creston say two people reported recent break-ins and or thefts. On Tuesday, a resident on New York Avenue told police someone broke into her vehicle that was parked behind a building in the 500 block of West Adams Street. The incident happened between September 23rd and October 7th. The loss was estimated at $300. And on Monday, a woman from Red Wing, Minnesota, reported that someone broke into two properties belonging to her grandmother in Creston. The incidents in the 400 block of North Pine and North Walnut Streets happened sometime between October 3rd and 6th. It's not clear if anything was stolen. Damage to the properties was estimated at $40. News time is 8:05.
Let us come into your home and help take care of you. Hi, this is Linda with Wellcove Home Health in Red Oak. At Wellcove, we come into your home and help you with physical, occupational, speech, and IV therapy. Plus, we offer patient education on being diabetic, ostomy, and medication teaching. We will help you with bathing, grooming, and dressing assistance. We do all we can to help keep you in your home, and we accept several forms of payment. Private insurance, private pay, Medicare, Medicaid, waivers, VA, and Coventry. We invite you to stop in and see for yourself the difference our staff makes at Wellcove Home Health, or give us a call at 712-623-2500.
Monica Vernon, a candidate for Lieutenant Governor of Iowa, will be in Atlantic at the Cass County Democratic Party headquarters at 511 Chestnut this coming Friday, beginning at 1 o'clock to meet with the public. Vernon, a city councilwoman from Cedar Rapids, was named as a running mate in mid-June to Jack Hatch, who's a Democratic candidate for Governor of Iowa. She served in the Cedar Rapids City Council since 2007 and earlier this year was a candidate for Congress in Iowa's 1st District. Vernon was the founder of the Vernon Research Group and served as president of the market research firm from its inception in 1987 until it was sold in 2013. The public is invited to attend this Friday's event, where snacks will be provided. An effort to get people in the state moving to make them healthier continues today with a fourth annual group walk. Delta Dental is one of the sponsors of the Healthiest State Initiative Walk. Delta CEO Jeff Russell talked about the walk at the governor's weekly meeting with reporters.
We believe the walk is a great way for Iowans to stay active and show their support for their continuing support for the Healthiest State Initiative. When you combine physical activity and good dental health, we think Iowa can maintain momentum towards becoming the healthiest state in the nation.
Russell says they encourage Iowans to see a dentist and to do more walking.
A visit to the dentist not only helps protect your dental health, but it can be used to detect more than 120 different disease states throughout your entire body.
Iowa Lottery CEO Terry Rich is the chairman of this year's walk, and he says there will be a wide variety of participants across the state. Rich says they'll include the governor, legislators, staff, universities, businesses, churches, and some political candidates, along with their supporters, even members of the Iowa National Guard. The Guard is mobilizing soldiers to lead families and restaurants in 1K walks at 52 armories around the state. Iowa has moved up from 19th to 10th on the health index that ranks the states. Governor Branstad says obesity is the thing that's keeping the state from moving higher.
It is one of our biggest challenges, and one of the real concerns is the increase in obesity among young people. And so this is one of the important challenges that we're facing.
The governor says other states face the same problem with increasing obesity rates among children.
So we're trying to reverse that longstanding trend by getting people more active, by getting people not only to exercise, but also looking at their choices in terms of what they eat, encouraging more fruits and vegetables, protein, maybe reduced amount of carbohydrates, things they can do. Got to get people to take ownership of their own health.
The governor and lieutenant governor will lead a walk at the state capitol. In addition, the Iowa Department of Public Safety and county health officials will be leading walks throughout Iowa, and schools around the states are gathering students to walk as part of the National Walk to School Day. In other news, authorities say a construction worker has died after he was pinned under a piece of equipment in northwest Iowa. Woodbury County Sergeant Don Armstrong says authorities responded Tuesday to a construction site near Correctionville, where a new bridge is being built. The Sioux City Journal reports authorities found the man pinned under a piece of construction equipment. He was airlifted to a Sioux City hospital but pronounced dead before the helicopter landed. The worker's name has not been released, and additional information is currently not available. A commercial recycling facility in northwest Iowa will pay $120,000 to settle allegations it violated federal clean water regulations. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency's Region 7 says the administrative settlement with Shine Brothers Corporation means the company will remove contamination that allegedly migrated from its Spencer facility to an adjacent public park. The EPA says Shine Brothers Corporation stormwater control tools were ineffective in handling pollutants. They say an investigation determined stormwater carried pollutants off the facility into a park and through the city's storm sewer system into the Little Sioux River. The company has agreed to update its pollution prevention plans and move some operations into an enclosed structure or structures. Plant manager Mike Wyckoff says the company has also removed materials from the park and reseeded the affected area. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour, a California Highway Patrol officer says debris was raining down when an air tanker set to help fight a wildfire near Yosemite National Park smashed into a canyon wall yesterday, killing the pilot. There's no indication of what may have caused the crash. Highway Patrol Sergeant Chris Michael says it appears as though the pilot was trying to lay down fire retardant when the accident happened. It took rescue crews several hours to hike through the rugged terrain to reach the wreckage. As militants from the Islamic State group continue to push through Kobani in Syria, several human rights groups are calling on the world to save the embattled Kurdish town located near the Turkish border. Fighting in and around Kobani has forced more than 200,000 people to flee, many seeking shelter in Turkey. Activists also say more than 400 people have been killed in fighting between the militants and Kurdish fighters. The UN says at least 331 deaths have been reported in eastern Ukraine since last month's ceasefire deal between Russian-backed separatists and government troops. Hostilities continue in the main rebel-held city of Donetsk, as well as around two other towns. The focus of the fighting has been Donetsk Airport, where the government's hold on the facility gives it a strategic advantage from which to attack rebel positions in the city. And the World Bank Group says the economic impact of the Ebola epidemic could reach $32.6 billion by the end of next year if the disease that's ravaged West Africa continues to spread. The World Bank says that the outbreak is contained in the three hardest-hit countries of Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Guinea. The economic cost could still top $9 billion. The World Health Organization estimates that Ebola has killed more than 3,400 people in West Africa and has infected at least twice that many. I'll have a check of the funeral announcements coming up next.
Let us come into your home and help take care of you. Hi, this is Linda with Wellcove Home Health in Red Oak. Have you had an accident, an illness, or surgery and you just can't take care of yourself? Then we'd like to help you. At Wellcove, we come into your home and help you with physical, occupational, speech, and IV therapy. Plus, we offer patient education on being diabetic, ostomy, and medication teaching. We will help you with bathing, grooming, and dressing assistance. We do all we can to help keep you in your home, and we accept several forms of payment. Private insurance, private pay, Medicare, Medicaid, waivers, VA, and Coventry. We invite you to stop in and see for yourself the difference our staff makes at Wellcove Home Health, 1600 Summit, or give us a call at 712-623-2500.
In our funeral announcements, Lorena Goebbels, age 97, of Harlan, died Saturday. A massive Christian burial service for Lorena Goebbels will be today at 10:30 at St. Boniface Catholic Church in Westphalia. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Dennis Billings, age 36, of Kimbleton, died Thursday. Funeral services for Dennis Billings will be today at 11 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Kimbleton, with Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon in charge of arrangements. Maisel Brower, age 97, of Messina, died October 1st. Funeral services for Maisel Brower will be today at 1 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. John Crandall, age 56, of Manning, died Friday. Memorial services for John Crandall will be Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Community of Christ Church in Denison. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Opal Hargens, age 92, of Manning, died Saturday. Funeral services for Opal Hargens will be held October 25th at 10:30 a.m. at Zion Lutheran Church in Arcadia. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. And Evelyn Joint, age 89, of Stewart, died Sunday. There are no services planned at this time for Evelyn Joint. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart is in charge of the arrangements. Our news was brought to you by Wellcove Home Health of Red Oak at 1600 Summit in Red Oak. Give them a call at 712-623-2500. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.